following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, which means you've got to get out and get to a game. And if you thought StubHub was clutch for scoring seats during the regular season, get ready to love them even more now. When tickets are even more in demand, just like the regular season, you'll find tons of seats on StubHub. And if the game you choose doesn't get played, StubHub will get your money right back. So no worries about a short series short-circuiting your plans. Just head to StubHub, choose your seats, and you're good to go.
StubHub!
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to what will be another outstanding Doug and Daddy Show today. Partially because the big fella is here on this third day of May. Glad to have you along with us. Another beautiful day in Nebraska. I hope it is for you as well. We didn't get on the wrong side of the storms last night, although there are some folks in the listening area that had a little more fun than they wanted last night. So hopefully everything's okay for you today. And coming up on the show today, in just a few minutes, we're expected to be joined by Tracy Smith, head baseball coach at Indiana. Also, Joe Drape joins us at the bottom of the hour of the New York Times. Yes, the New York Times. Author, writer for the Times, follows the horse racing, had Animal Kingdom. We've had him on the show before. He wrote the book Our Boys about the Smith Center Kansas football team and has done a lot of work. We'll catch up with him, get his early thoughts now that the field has been drawn for a full field of 20 going for the Kentucky Derby, which you can hear live Saturday here on ESPN. And we'll also hear from Connor Baronic as he has made his decision to go to Doan. We'll also, really public for the first time get some sort of response about the sanctions that happened to Ravenna from somebody from Ravenna, and we're not going to grill him about it, but we will ask him about it. That's all coming up on the show today, but obviously, Daddy, the big story, the breaking news, the big story today is that Utah State and San Jose State are joining the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, that's great. That's that'll be your shaking. Obviously, actually, I thought you were going to go with Big 12 having a commissioner.
Yeah, they've offered their job to Stanford Athletic Director Bob Bowlesby. Multiple conference and industry sources told ESPN.com that he is going to take that job, and we're expecting a formal announcement as early as Friday.
Yeah, fake Dan Beebe on Twitter this morning saying, and he don't think he's in with the BCS? His last name is Bowlesby. Duh.
They still have fake Dan Beebe.
Oh, fake Dan Beebe just slays me. Go to Twitter if you're on Twitter. Fake Dan Beebe is just one of the finest tweets of all time come from him.
You love following the fakeness.
I do. I love fake Bo Pelini or faux Bo Pelini, and I love fake Dan Beebe.
Is there fake Darren Erstad yet?
I don't think so.
How about fake Tracy Smith?
I don't know.
They keep winning like this, there could be. He's the head baseball coach at Indiana. Just collected his 500th win over the weekend, and then top that, there's nothing better than following 500 with 501. And they've got a little something going here after a sweep in Michigan. They welcome in Nebraska this weekend.
Coach, how are you this morning? Are you a Facebook, Twitter guy?
Yes, I am, and there is a fake Tracy Smith out there.
is he a real comical guy, or is he a serious dude?
Hey, my middle son, told me that it was out there, so my wife got on there. We were traveling the other day, and she was reading some of them, and you know what? I was a little disappointed. It was good inside stuff, but it wasn't funny enough yet.
well, we'll have to work on that. Hey, congratulations on getting to the 500 win plateau, and I know you're more impressed with the way the team played this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the 500 thing. I mean, that's an accumulation, obviously, of a lot of, well, mostly being older, but, you know, a lot of good players and a lot of good memories and all that. So that was cool, and I didn't know about it until my dad texted me. But, yeah, more importantly, it was that we did. We finally played, in my mind, what was a solid, consistent three-game stretch or a weekend stretch where we had good, solid starting pitching. I mean, at least they all went at least five, and, you know, we had good at-bats all weekend. And, you know, by looking at our stat sheet, it's no secret. We've really struggled picking up the baseball this year, and I think we had two errors on the weekend. So it's just a real solid performance, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised by the results. Now, whether that happens this weekend or not, I mean, we're certainly not taking anything for granted, but it was a good weekend last weekend at Michigan.
Coach, do the Big Ten baseball coaches as a whole talk about drawing more interest to their sport? Because you look at the attendance that Nebraska draws, and then you look at the other schools, and it's really night and day. And obviously you guys would like to have a lot more people showing up at your contest as well.
Well, I don't think the answer is simple. I mean, I think it's starting points. And what I mean by that is you have some programs that start with greater tradition, and you can talk facilities and how that enhances. I've had the luxury of being at the former program I coached at Miami University in Ohio, and I saw what the fan base was there with a program that was struggling. We were able to go in and do some things. We added the facility component to that, and what that did instantly to the size of crowds. And I'm, you know, hopefully going to bring the same blueprint here to Indiana. We're getting ready to break ground actually next week on our new facility, and I think, you know, when you're looking at Nebraska, you know, they've wonderful tradition, the things that they've been able to do in baseball, but the fans also have a place and a gathering place that they can go watch Nebraska that just adds that sense of professionalism to it. And when you have those things working in combination, and, you know, you can talk about markets and, you know, other opportunities that people spend money, I think there's so many things that go into that. But everybody in the Big Ten and adding Nebraska, that's why to me it was so huge in adding them, is it's going to make everybody else better. And you're seeing that with everybody doing facility things. Purdue will be in a new stadium next year. Indiana will be in a new stadium next year. And I just think it's going to help legitimize what everyone's trying to do, and attendance will be an offshoot of that.
Yeah, and Ohio State, of course, with Nick Swisher Field getting a new facility and venue as well. So several people upgrading and making things better for their school.
Tracy Smith joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, head coach at Indiana. It's finals week, Coach, for you guys, and here in Lincoln, the series is a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. How is this week different from every other conference week?
Well, I mean, it really, you know, clearly there's no midweek games, you know, to keep yourself fine-tuned. But I don't know how, Darren does it there. But it's just one of those things for us. We don't really have a lot of contact with our kids until, towards the end of the week. Today actually be the first day that we bring them all together for an official practice because the kids are still in exams. We brought them out yesterday, kind of opened the facility up and let them come and flow as they were working around their finals and studying in a very informal. I would assume Darren probably is dealing with the same things on that, you know, front that we're dealing with here. Is sometimes you'd rather have them when they're fully attended and attentive and their finals are finished than having a guy that's half there and really his mind is somewhere else. So we just kind of give them their break. And then, as I said, today is the day we really want to reel them back in and get them thinking baseball again.
Coach, one of the players that's done it for you all year, provides pop in the lineup, and to get a freshman catcher to do this, and Schwarber, I hope I got that name correct,
Did you do a great job with it?
Did you know coming in that he was a stud, or did you just stumble across this kid?
Well, no, my wife's from Middletown, Ohio, and that's where Kyle's from. So I've known about Kyle Schwarber and what he's been able to do. It was funny when I went to see him in high school. The game I go to see him, he was facing a quality left-hander from a kid ended up getting drafted, and Kyle hit three out in the game. We knew we had something special coming in. Kyle, the thing that's unique about him this year, at least, is we didn't really expect him or want him to catch this much this year. And we had, our starting catcher through other circumstances left at the break. And unfairly or fairly, depending on your perspective, we've asked Kyle to do a lot. We were hoping to transition him into the program, let the bat really be his big contributing piece this year. But because of our circumstances, we've had to ask him to catch, I think, all but four of our games. And I think he would even be producing more if we had the luxury, or he had the luxury, of taking some of those games off behind the plate. But, he's done as well as could be expected given the circumstances. But he has a lot of room to improve defensively, but the bat is definitely his tool.
We're chatting with Tracy Smith on the Doug and Daddy Show, head baseball coach at Indiana, hosting the Huskers this weekend. Coach, you've had some real success here the last 3 years. The next three opponents on your schedule are not Purdue or Minnesota, the two teams that you're trying to catch. So maybe those can be chalked up as important series to try and get up towards the top of the league here. You've had some All-Americans the last handful of years. Is this a pivotal year, a pivotal season for Indiana baseball?
Well, I think so. We talked about this. We knew losing some of the guys we lost last year, certainly 2009 when we had, three first-rounders. And so we've been able to run some pretty good players through here. But we knew we were losing some production and players from last year's squad. We knew we were going to be young, as witnessed by starting five or six freshmen this year. But to your point, last year, we're going into last weekend. I mean, we're sitting there playing for second place and finished seventh in the conference, just by way of the things. Illinois was playing great at that time and swept us that last weekend. So here we were sitting in opportunity to play for a seed and end up not making the Big Ten tournament. And if it's one thing I learned in that is you take nothing for granted. And we see these, we're sitting in a decent, if you were to tell me at the beginning of the year, if you're sitting with three weekends to go and tie for second place and not, starting five or six freshmen and not having your best player all year, I'd say we'd take it in a heartbeat. That said, I know we've got certainly a great challenge this weekend, and we're not taking anything for granted down the stretch, because I don't care who you're playing, Purdue, Minnesota, anybody, if you don't come to play on a Big Ten weekend, you could lose all three. And so we're just, we're going to take it one game at a time and one series at a time and not get ahead of ourselves.
Coach, those three first-rounders, are those Midwest kids, or did you go elsewhere to recruit those kids into the system?
Josh Fagley was 46th pick overall with the White Sox. He was a Terre Haute kid. And then Eric Arnett and Matt Bayshore were both Ohio kids. And interestingly enough, neither one of those guys were drafted out of high school. So
that's incredible, because when you look at draft picks like that, yeah. Texas doesn't do that. LSU, the perennial people that have the College World Series don't have three of that draft picks like that.
Yeah, and IU was the only team in the country with three in the first five or first 50 picks. So, yeah, we're proud of that. But as Darren's probably realizing, that there's different rules and restrictions with the recruiting. If you've talked to him at length, I think he'll tell you the things that jump out is, the rules of recruiting in the Big Ten are certainly different than what they used to be. I'm sure that the program Nebraska was dealing with, and that's a challenge for all of us to find quality guys, because we don't have the option of the oversign like all the schools in the rest of the country.
Just another minute here with Tracy Smith. Coach, take us through your rotation this weekend. It looks like Joey's been an outstanding pitcher for you with a 2.1 ERA, and Kyle looks like maybe he's had a little hard luck. Good ERA, but the win losses aren't there.
Well, you're exactly. I mean, Joey's been a guy, was a first-team all-performer in the Big Ten last year as a freshman. He's just, when you look at him, you're going to laugh. I mean, he goes against everything. I was saying recruiting, he's all 5'8", and not very heavy, but he's just a competitive kid, knows what he's doing in all facets, not only pitching but fielding his position and holding runners. He's got a He's got a great understanding of what he's trying to do out there. Kyle Hart, you hit it on the head. I mean, Kyle's been pretty consistent for us all year, freshman for us, but he just hasn't gotten the run support out of that number two spot. But, we just know every time he's in there, we're at least going to be in a position to have a chance to win the game. The three spot for us has been, multiple guys. We've been trying to figure it out, and I've kind of looked at what Nebraska's doing. Seems like they're doing a little bit of what we're doing in that spot. But we had a guy, and he threw well last weekend. Chad Martin is a senior for us, a big 6'7" kid. He's got a lot of potential, a lot of ability. Threw well, as I said, last weekend, so we're hoping that he can give us another quality start this Monday.
Coach, people want your thoughts on the Huskers and things that concern you about that ball club.
Well, I mean, I know they're going to be well coached. They're going to be, disciplined, schooled, and ready to play. They swing the bat, as evidenced by, the number of 300-plus hitters they have in their lineup. I think, truthfully, they're probably going to be very similar to us. I'd give them the nod offensively in terms of top to bottom, but I think they're a very similar team to us, is that, they swing the bats a little bit. They can hurt you with some power. If you look at statistically, the home runs and doubles and all those things aren't a lot different. But we know we got our work cut out for us. I just know they're going to be ready to play, and this will be their first opportunity to play at Simbauer Field, which I affectionately call Wimbauer.
Well, they played at Oklahoma State before. It's much, much similar, I think.
Coach, last question before we let you get out of here. The football team is going to always bring 30,000 or so when they go on the road. Maybe the baseball team will bring a handful, but they didn't get a chance to play in Bloomington. If a Nebraska fan's coming out for this weekend series, what's a must-do when you go to Bloomington and Indiana's campus?
You got to go take a walk down on Kirkwood. That's the main little street down there. And then one street over is 4th Street. It has, if you're looking for fine dining, it has ethnic cuisine from all over the world on 4th Street and downtown there. So people can find anything they want to eat, and it's legit. So I would recommend doing that for sure.
Nice. What if you get thirsty? Is there a bar down there?
Hot. It's ranked as one of the top 10 college bars. Of course, I wouldn't know that, nor my players.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, take care of those boys of yours and the wife, okay? Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Tracy Smith, head baseball coach at Indiana, just picked up career win 500 in the sweep. It got 501 of a doubleheader, won all three games. They've got four in a row now against Michigan. And, Daddy, Indiana's setting third in the conference right now. It's jumbled. Purdue is 14-4. And then, they're tied for second with Minnesota at 9-6. And that's one game ahead of Nebraska, Michigan State, Illinois, and Penn State, who are all 8-7, and Ohio State's 8-10. So between 2 and 8, you've got one win in conference separating those teams.
Yeah, you talk about just being every game being so critical down the stretch here. Now, fortunately for the Huskers, you've got Michigan to wrap up things, who's struggling right now in the conference of 4-11. So that's good news. But you're facing Minnesota and Indiana, two teams that you're right there neck and neck with. If you could squeak out a series, and Minnesota's at home, Indiana's on the road. If you could win, gosh, if you could go 2-1 against both those teams, that'd be a huge advantage for Nebraska and a really good, in positioning yourself for those RPI points, against those teams up at the top of your division. You need wins, Huskers. And if you're going to hope to get two or three teams in, you're going to have to beat these teams to get into the NCAA tournament.
Folks, Bruce Furniture wants you to get settled in when you're watching the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, your favorite college teams, the Kentucky Derby. It's all going on. Maybe you like a little golf and tennis with your weekend. Settle in on a new recliner or, folks, right now at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, they have a high demand for used stock in good condition. That means used furniture. If you've got some good quality furniture, maybe you're trading out, maybe you're upgrading, but you still got some really good furniture, they're going to come and get it, and they're going to take it in and pass that along with some great savings. And folks, if you're into used furniture, check out Bruce Furniture as well. They'll take your trade-ins on your in-home pieces that still have a little life in them at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. I haven't heard from Irish Ken in a while. Irish Ken, you know what I'm referring to here, Daddy?
I do. And I'm wondering why at 19 years old you're at the downtown bar scene.
Police say Notre Dame quarterback Tommy Reese knocked the wind out of an officer who chased him down after an off-campus house party early this morning and was pepper sprayed while being arrested. South Bend Police Captain Phil Trent says Reese was among about five people who jumped a backyard fence and ran after officers arrived at the party. Trent says when the officer caught up with Reese, the 19-year-old raised his knee into the officer and they both fell in a scuffle. Reese was jailed on a preliminary felony charge of battery on a police officer and misdemeanor resisting arrest and alcohol charges. His blood alcohol content, 0.11. Reese is jailed without bond until prosecutors decide whether to file formal charges. That's the most, well, not the most, but one of the disturbing things out of that is you're a 19-year-old Division I college quarterback.
Starting.
You can't outrun
the Popo.
Are you kidding me?
See, the deal on the internet, I thought, said they were downtown, and then they went to this off-campus deal, and that's where I wasn't none. Regardless, it's not
good. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why are we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts
at damage control. Who doesn't need an officer?
When the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past.
Both fell in the scuffle.
And most of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
Your quarterback's
you'll point
in jail.
Out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program. As though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh emperor of excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, haha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like 3 places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and the Thunder will be satisfied with nothing short of a trip to the NBA Finals.
Durant for three, bingo, right down the chute.
But in round one, the defending champion Mavericks stand in their way.
Top bounce jumper, good. A magnificent move by Dirk Nowitzki.
The Thunder and Mavericks, Saturday night following Kentucky Derby coverage right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a slight chance for a storm as well. Otherwise, look for highs up in the mid-80s with variable winds 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Joe Drape of the New York Times is going to join us here in a couple of minutes. Connor Baronic, Ravenna Senior, going to join us, talk about his college decision as he's selected Doan. Don't forget, folks, you can pick up points every day by answering our poll question and voting on it at the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to go. You accumulate points and you get great gifts that we continue to add to. Tickets, food, so many things. Check it out, ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's question, which player will have a better major league career of these Washington Nationals superstars? Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg. Daddy and I both said Harper because you just don't know how now that Strasburg has had his arm Tommy John'd up. 62% of you took Harper, 38% took Strasburg. How about now, what do you make of the one-year suspension handed down to Jonathan Vilma for his role in the bounty scandal? Daddy, too harsh, too lenient, just right.
I got to say, way much over the top too harsh. When you're the years to earn money in the NFL are 10 or 12, and you're going to take one away from a guy, and I've heard it was 3.1 or 3.8 or something. Yeah. It's $3 million. I think that's devastating for him and his providing for his family, I guess. I just shake my head at that.
How have they figured out that one guy gets 16 games, 1-8, 1-4, 1-3? And what was the difference between 3 and 4? I'm with you. Too harsh. You know my stance on this from the very beginning. I think that every one of these penalties is too harsh and should be thrown out. I from the very get-go, said I wanted to treat this like the steroids in baseball. You know what's going on in football. You know it's not just the Saints. You know it's not just the defensive players that were on those Saints teams. You know it's not just Greg Williams. They got caught. Maybe they've gotten the harsher penalty. But you throw it out, and you do like they're doing with baseball steroids. Okay, we're wiping the slate clean. We know what's going on. It stops now. And if it doesn't stop now, then these penalties I can understand because you know what you're doing.
I'll throw in another thing. My stance, once again, to just reiterate on my stance, that if you're going out there and you're going to put a bounty on a player, okay, they did that with Rex Ryan and his the dad and whatever. That, you know, that's fine. But to say, okay, we got to go for his knee, we got to go for his shoulder, we got to go for something. Those guys are going 100 miles an hour. I don't think that if somebody catches a ball, you take him to the ground. No matter how, you don't want him advancing the football. If he catches it 8 yards, you make sure he stops at 8 yards. I don't think when you're going 100 miles an hour, the knee, kapow, and try and take out the knee. The game's happening too fast. These are motivational. These guys are getting fired up before a game. Yeah, there might have been some big plays. It happened to the University of Miami. You made a highlight reel play, you got some pay. That's nothing. That's just what happens.
Not from the coaches, though.
Well, it's just a different way of doing that. I think when you excite and get people on their feet, I think that's great for football. Now, hurting people is another deal. I wish they quit showing the Kurt Warner clip where he throws the interception and he's running down. And the guy just absolutely puts his legs above his head. That's a Kurt Warner problem to me. You gotta better have your head on a swivel because those guys are looking to take you out of the ball game. And if they can do it with a clearly legal hit like that, I hate that replay.
Switching gears, I was glad to see Jared Weaver throw a no-hitter. This guy's got nasty stuff. We've got a chance to see him pitch against the Royals in person. I think Jared Weaver's one of the most outstanding pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. I enjoy watching this guy pitch because he doesn't mess around. He's got good breaking stuff. He can bring the fastball. Whatever for some of these guys. You had Phil Umber, who you're probably never going to hear from again, throw the perfect game here less than 2 weeks ago. But Jared Weaver, I just think that was pretty cool.
No, I thought it was fun when the Sports Center highlight, when he had to go to the bathroom, and everybody got a kick out of that.
Of course, that would be the first thing you bring up. Can't believe it.
People got a kick out of that because the focus, and you got to go to the same place you sat on the bench after the fifth inning, and you don't talk to anybody, and then you're like, I can't hold this any longer. I got to go, man.
NBA playoffs, San Antonio rolls Utah. Orlando, they got game one, and then they've been thumped the last two. And Memphis and the Clippers, looks like that's going to line up to be maybe a 6-7 game series here with plenty of excitement.
I think people thought the Spurs just clearly overmatched teams. I thought it was a great inside look on SportsCenter with Tony Parker and Pop talking over there on the bench. And saying, getting back and forth to one another, saying, I'm 29 years old. I've taken 3 days off. I want to get back in there. That was pretty good. I like that. So a lot more playoff action. Should be fun.
And tonight in the NBA, Oklahoma City at Dallas. That's been a great, great series so far. Even though the Thunder won two games, they were both close and they were both at home. Plus, Miami is at New York. Daddy, what do you think the spread is tonight? Heat at Knicks. Without Amari, 2-0 in the Garden.
I think the Heat would be favored by 6.5.
You are a psychotically demented man, but it is only 5.
It
is only 5. And I say that because it's time to get into some handicapping here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm a little worried because, obviously, Daddy, you're going to be throwing down whatever exact box, a $2 box, a $5 box on Saturday on the 110 because it's Daddy Long Legs and Daddy Knows Best.
There's no doubt, but somebody that knows way more about horse racing than Doug and I ever claimed to have known is Joe Drape. Joe, how are you? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy, it's great to be back with you all. We're down here in Louisville looking at these horses make their final preps for the big day Saturday. And, you know, it's always a good time of year, the first Saturday in May.
Is this your favorite thing to cover?
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's beyond just a horse race. It's a part of America. It's a tradition. It transcends sports. People have asked me that before. And, you know, this, the Indy 500, the Masters and Olympics, those are things that even if you have no interest in any of those, you go and are impressed and kind of caught up in the deal.
For folks, and Daddy has been to the Kentucky Derby, I've had a chance, I haven't been there yet, and I know that's one of the things everybody wants to do. But for folks that are making that initial trip to a Kentucky Derby, give them a couple of tips.
Bring lots of money. That's the first one. And I'm telling you, it is outlandish. The three nights... Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, hotels go up to $600 a night. I'm at a Hilton Garden Inn. You know, it's probably $200 until Thursday, and then it will go up to $600. The tickets are really expensive, probably the cheapest around the $100 range. And then, you know, you got to have bullets to bet. You can get out of here with all your money back, but you need bullets. You need bullets, right, Daddy?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I liked my favorite button at the horse track is the all button. I have no qualms about it. I love the all button. You were the only one in USA Today of handicapping of the horse race last year to select Animal Kingdom. Is there one early you've been on and like right now?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I've seen Union Rags back in Saratoga, back in New York as a two-year-old. And it was really, I mean, of my 15 years of doing this, there's been two or three that I've looked at and thought, wow, that is something. And you say that at two, and then when they get to three, they don't progress. That's what this race is so key about. I mean, think of it. These guys are adolescents, man. This is like a seventh grader who all of a sudden spurts 5 inches and starts getting hair under his chest. And that's what you got to see. So you've seen two-year-olds. I mean, Uncle Mo was a great two-year-old, but he just never made that next step. Union Rags was terrific last year, just terrific. And when he came back this year in that Fountain of Youth, you saw a different horse. You had seen him, we call it move forward. He had moved forward. Now, he has a little trouble. He finds trouble. He's had a couple tough trips. And, you know, that worries me because it either it's a flaw in his armor that you get in trouble because you find it, or it just could have been bad luck. So, you know, last year it was a wide open field. I remember telling you guys there's no horse here worth being 8-1 as a favorite that just lays above the field. So I'm reaching with something I think that I've spotted, and that was Animal Kingdom, and he was 25-1. This is a year where there's 9 or 10 horses that truly could win it, and I say that with confidence because 9 of them ran in last year's Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and that was won by Hanson. He's in my mix. He was 2-year-old champion. The first 5 finishers are back. Take Charge Indy was the Florida Derby champion. This is a good bunch. This is going to be a fun race to watch. And you can see in the morning line odds, it's 4-1 to about 12-1. It's very lukewarm. There's no standout over the field. I mean, Bodie Monster's the favorite. He's bucking history and tradition. He didn't race as a 2-year-old. The last time a horse that didn't race as a 2-year-old won this thing was 1882 by a horse named Apollo. So, you know, Union Rags is my pick, guys, but this is where you're going to have fun, and this is where Daddy is right on the alt button. I mean, it really underneath. Now, here's, for your listeners, a really good bet that somebody told me a couple years ago. A 50-cent try. If you got a horse, you put him on one. You put him on top in first place. You pick 4 in second, and then hit the all button in third. And it's only like a $40 bet, and it gives you access to a lot of good possibilities.
Then you do it second, and third, and it'll cost you $120.
Yeah.
Joe Drape with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the New York Times acclaimed author. Of course, the folks in our area know that he wrote the Our Boys about the Smith Center, Kansas, outstanding football program. Who got a bad draw, Joe? A lot of folks always say this horse. I mean, if you're in the auxiliary gate, a lot of people think it's a bad draw. If you get the rail, sometimes it's a bad draw. I haven't really delved into the weather forecast, but I haven't heard anything bad. So from that angle, assess the race.
You know, Bodie Meister didn't get a great draw in the 6 hole. He's a stone-cold speedster. He wants to get out and play catch me if you can. The problem is there's a couple early-footed horses to the outside of him, and the preference is always to have the speed inside you where you can watch what they're doing. So he's probably got to gun it and go for the lead. When you're inside like that, and just remember this, you guys know it every time you see it, they break and then they all kind of accordion in because they're trying to get positioned in the rail. And that's where, you know, the first, into the first turn, the first quarter mile is where the Derby's won or lost because you got to have that position. You got to get the position without being knocked around too much. So he's in trouble there. Hanson, who's another early foot horse, he probably drew the best because he's in the auxiliary gate 14, and that's the good part of the auxiliary gate because you have a gap. There's one gate used from 1 to 13, and then there's an auxiliary gate, and so he's got like 5 feet on either side of him. So he is really unhurried, and it's less likely he's going to run into somebody. So his chances went up on that draw. Union Rags is down at 6. He's a stalker. They got to be a little careful with him. He needs to get out and let everything go happen around him. He can't go too fast. He can't drop too back. He can't really get bounced around. So, you know, that was a less than ideal draw. And Gemologist is another one I'm using, and he's out there at 15, and he's another stalk and pounce kind. So he can just kind of glide out there, watch them all pinball inside him, find position, and then go from there. So, you know, the draw is more important than I originally first thought.
Joe, the group of horses I believe you're referring to, Take Charge Indies in there, Union Rags is in there, Creative Cause is in there, Dullahan's in there, Optimizer's in there. Those horses, because they've all run against one another, been so close to one another, it's tough to throw any of those out.
It's very much. And, you know, Daddy, you know the concept of a key race. You look for a race where several have come out of it and won the next time out or the next second time out. And the juvenile obviously was that because, you know, the first five finishers got major grade one wins now as three-year-olds. They were different animals then than they're going to be now. It's going to be who's going to improve. But overall, what it tells me is that this is a pretty good bunch of three-year-olds, that they've stayed healthy. It's healthy enough. They've grown. They're competitive. So, yeah, you're hard-pressed to throw any of those out.
It's been a while since we've had a horse go wire-to-wire, and I immediately looked to see where Calvin Burrell was, who's had a lot of success here the last handful of years. Well, he's on Take Charge Indy, who won the Florida Derby, and this is a horse that looks like in its last two races anyway with Burrell on it has went wire-to-wire. Do you tend to say, because of that logjam of 20 horses, it's just almost impossible anymore for anybody to go wire-to-wire?
What happens on the wire-to-wire is 150,000 people there. There's other horses wound tight, and they tend to, like, get in the race early. So, like, they run 6 furlongs in, like, a minute 10, which is too fast. And so it's kind of nervous energy takes its toll, sets too fast of a pace. Take Charge Indy, it's worth mentioning, is an AP Indy who is totally bred to get the mile and the quarter. I mean, he's probably one of four or five horses that, if you just looked at his pedigree line, really looks like he can get this distance. So, you know, a lot of things happen. The last wire-to-wire I think I remember was Smarty Jones, and that was a wet track, which they might have Saturday, and there was only really two speed horses in there. There was Lion, what was that horse, Daddy? Lionheart and Smarty Jones. And they finished 1-2, and they basically just went around like a merry-go-round horse. Those guys were right there the whole time. So, you know, it can happen. It's hard to happen. This Trittyberg, the 50-to-1 shot, has never run over 7 furlongs and is wicked fast and is a very good sprinter. And they threw him in here, and that's really going to change the complexion. I mean, he's going to go out in, like, sprinter sizzle speed, and that's going to amp up all the other fast horses. And so, you know, the tendency is to go with them. And we're jocks. This really is a jockey race. And what the jock has to make all these little decisions. And the first one is, does my horse want to run, or do I need to wrap him up? And you see it all the time. If you wrap him up, you run in danger of taking the race out of him. You don't want him fighting you. You want him gliding. And so right out of the gate, a lot of these guys are going to have to say, okay, well, he's going too fast, but I'm not going to put the hammer on him yet. So it's interesting to see what this Trittyberg will do.
Joe, that was the horse I was going to ask you about, because I believe they paid $21,000 for that horse when they bought him. It's one of those sensational stories you'll hear about in the next 3 days. Other stories, Baffert had heart problems in Dubai. That story's emerging, getting him a lot of attention, as he always has. Is there any other story that's developing?
There's this. The Santa Anita Champ, I'll Have Another, is another horse bought for $35,000 and has a jock on him that just came basically to gallop horses in California from Hastings in Canada, and wasn't really getting many rides, and they put him on, and all of a sudden he won the San Felipe at like 44-to-1, and then the Santa Anita Derby at 6-to-1. So there's that developing right over there. You've got Hansen. He has that crazy owner, the doctor anesthesiologist, Kendall Hansen, who tried to, you know, Hansen's a white horse, and he tried to paint his tail blue for the bluegrass. And, got in all kinds of trouble for it. And then they had to take the blue paint out. And I guess he has a girlfriend, and the girlfriend showed up in the paddock wearing blue tails. So, you know, he's the wacky factor in there.
Joe Drape, last question I've got for you, because it's not all horse racing with you, from the New York Times. Obviously, you've worked on a lot of books. So what's your latest project?
Well, I just finished one that'll be out in September called Soldiers First: Duty, Honor, Country, and Football at West Point. And it West Point's a lot closer to New York than Smith Center, but I kind of did the same. I did the same sort of thing. I went up and spent a year with the Army football team, and the angle being that, you know, in this day and age, all we do is read about scandals and bad stuff in college football, and these guys have so much on their plate, and they play the game for just sheer love of it, because, you know, they're up at 5:30 in the morning, they juggling an Ivy League education, you know, they're marching in the woods and jumping out of planes in the summer. They really are extraordinary young men and women up there. And I've got to know the coach. The coach did everything his predecessors didn't do. They wanted 300-pounders and to get guys in who would struggle with school. He basically said, I'll take what I get. I'm going to cut practice back 3 days a week. We're going to embrace who we are at West Point. What we do the other 20 hours a day is much more important and contributes to our success on the field. And, you know, in his second year, he won the first bowl game in 25 years and had a winning record for the first time in like 40. So that's what drew me up there. Great year. It's a book that, you know, and I got to thank your listeners and the Kansans. My book does well, Our Boys, and I get the things, and it's the middle of America who buys it. It's Nebraska. It's actually Kearney. Kearney, I honest to God, they haven't broken up. That area buys a ton of books, all of Kansas, and this is a book that I think appeals to the same people who read Our Boys.
Joe, it's always great. You pick Union Rags to win the Derby. You mentioned your 50-cent trifecta. You want to throw the other three or four head that you've got in that trifecta with Union Rags?
Creative Cause is probably my exacta horse. Hanson, I'm not going to throw out. Gemologist, I'm going to use a little bit. Went the Day Well is my bomb, and I should mention that because that's the Animal Kingdom people. That's Grand Motion, Team Valor owns it, and Johnny Velasquez. Same thing, they went and bought a horse overseas and brought it over here. Bodie Meister, I'm going to use defensively. I don't want to throw him all the way out, but he's not going to be on my top. I'm taking a stand against him. You know, he's the short 4-1. He's got a lot of history going against him, and you can't bet them all, even though Daddy tries.
No, there's no doubt about it, and that's when Calvin Burrell burns you with Mind That Bird. Hey, Joe, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing the new book out this September, and hopefully we can catch up with you again as the Triple Crown moves on over the next 6 weeks.
Anytime, guys. You got my number.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great one and enjoy the Derby.
See y'all.
Joe Drape joining us here. Outstanding from the New York Times. Many books out there. Again, in this day and age, you can Google them and Wikipedia them as easy as we can tell you about it. But so much good stuff out there. And had Animal Kingdom last year. Only a couple people I knew, one nationally, one locally, but I think Joe actually bet the horse and had Animal Kingdom last year, and today Union Rags. So the two people that I've talked about, Jeff Apel, the longtime writer for the Grand Island Independent, who's now out in Indianapolis at the casino and racetrack out there. He likes Union Rags. This is a horse that's already won over $1.2 million.
Look, the excitement's going to continue to build. I think Joe Drape, if you wanted to talk to somebody for an hour and a half and just nonstop, just going back and forth.
Not even about horses.
Not even asking questions, just bouncing around wherever. Joe Drape's one of those people. You know, he was a Kansas City guy, got a job in the New York Times, moves to New York, has a child, and then says, honey, let's go to Smith Center, Kansas. Now, you lived in Kansas City and New York City, and you go to Smith Center, Kansas, which would be like going a small town, going to Wood River or something, pick the small town, setting your family up there for a year and following this football team around. That was the book, Our Boys. We've read it. It's a wonderful read. If you want to get kids interested in reading and they want to do something locally, Our Boys is a great book to pick up and check out because they won't put it down.
Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. On a warm day like this, try a fruit smoothie or a beautiful salad. It's got all that good stuff in it, the chicken, the apples, the cranberries. It's a little lighter lunch for you today at BK. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Connor Baronic's going to join us here in our last segment of the show. Lou Platte Conference and golf going on today. A ton of district soccer going on today. Congratulations to Scott Steinbrook and the Bearcat boys. They beat Southeast 3-0. They're really playing well. Their only loss, obviously, was to Grand Island, where they were up 3-1 with 10 minutes to go. It'd be great to see them play each other again in Omaha. Grand Island tries to get there. Well, they're there with the wild card in case there's a major upset today. But they'll host Omaha Burke today at 6. At Doan, the Hastings boys will play Grand Island Central Catholic, and Grand Island Northwest plays Lexington today. All three Grand Island schools playing for district boys soccer titles. The Kearney girls are at Omaha Westside today at 5. Hastings will take on the Beatrice girls at 5:30, and then Holdridge does have to make the trip out west to play Gehring. And Daddy, here's another one of those freak athletic stories. Stephen Cahoy, and we've had Olympian Phil Cahoy on the show from Grand Island and all that he did in gymnastics, and we had him on when he went into the Hall of Fame. But his son played baseball. This is the first year he's out for varsity track. And Stu Pospisil was talking about him. They said, Jed Fenske, we talked about him, might be the first time he couldn't remember a Class D kid winning the pole vault. Well, evidently Stephen Cahoy doesn't want that to happen because he just broke the conference record at 16 feet yesterday. And this is his first varsity year. What?
That's what I was just shaking my head going, how does that happen? I mean, in the pole vault, there's got to be extenuating circumstances like, Your dad was a great
Olympian.
Upper body strength was at a premium, and put a little attention into that. You got your first year, and you're just screwing around. I think I'll pole vault. And the first day, you go 11-6, and the coach is like, what? Have you done this? No, just trying it out.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Oh, here, try this pole. Oh, 13. Oh, there's 14, too.
Yeah, good for him.
The GPAC softball tournament gets underway this afternoon at the Smith Complex in Hastings. All four games at 2. Then everybody turns around and plays again at 4. Hastings plays regular season champion Northwestern in that opening game. And, Daddy, if that's not enough, have fun finding some motel rooms because nearly 2,000 shooters for the Cornhusker State Trap Shoot, which gets underway and is underway today. Another record crowd in Donovan, the junior high competition today. Then the big kids get going Friday and wrap it up on Saturday. More news coming your way before the end of the show, but right now we want to give you a chance with the Kearney American Legion Baseball Barbecue and Raffle this Friday night. It begins at 6 o'clock. It's for the whole family. As we said, barbecue, the meal, there's silent auction, there's live auction items. You pick up your schedules for the upcoming Legion season. All the money raised goes to the four teams and goes to the American Legion Baseball Program in Kearney. It's at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel Friday night, as it has been for years. There's games for the kids. Looks like it'll be a great night for it. So plenty of activities for everybody to come on out and help the Kearney American Legion Baseball. Tickets are $10 a person. Contact any baseball player or coach for your tickets. You can get them at the door, or you can win two right now if you haven't won anything from us this week. Here's your chance. We'll take caller 5 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Pair of tickets to caller 5, and we'll talk to Connor Baronic when we come back.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make, and to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., 2010 CRA data.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put oil on sale. Oh, no. We bring mind-blowing value every day. Right now, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Peak conventional motor oil with filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. That's an oil change special for less than $10. Mind blown. Budget not blown. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate oil price, $14.99. Void where prohibited.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a slight chance for a storm as well. Otherwise, look for highs up in the mid-80s with variable winds 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, your Nebraska car headquarters. Take a look at what they currently have in stock, browsing their inventory to find the car you've been looking for. All you have to do is go to thinkmidway.com or, of course, drop by the dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they are ready to help you with their great sales staff. And maybe you just need a little work done on your vehicle. Maybe it's time for the Mopar Quick Lube. You get in there for 30 minutes. They're done, in and out. Bare minimum of, you're not going to get it any cheaper, any better, any more professional than what they do. That's why people go back time after time, and they have so many professionals out there that they can give you a guarantee that no appointment, you bring it in less than 30 minutes or right about 30 minutes, you're going to have it, and you can wait there. They've got the internet, televisions, maybe a little cappuccino if you're into that. Don't know if they have the espresso with the lemon twist, but they do have
Sitters.
They do have
one like Sitters makes.
They are doing everything to make your car buying or even car repair as comfortable and as hassle-free as possible at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney. Daddy, you're excited. Big announcement yesterday.
RFA 3 coming back June 30th, and they've announced the main event, Joe Daddy Stevenson versus Dakota Cochran.
Everybody's daddy now. We got two daddies in the Derby. We got Joe Daddy Stevenson.
Pretty easy, but you know what isn't easy? Winning the Ultimate Fighter 2, and that's what Joe Daddy Stevenson did. Them, he headlines it facing Nebraska's own Dakota Cochran. So there's your main event. June 30th is when it is. Looking forward to another great night of fights at the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
Rolling on, the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday. He's busy, and he's waiting to get out of school, and he's made his college decision, and he was one of Daddy's favorite players. You do have crushes on a variety of male, female athletes, high school, college, pro. It doesn't matter, and obviously you were talking about Connor Baranek. I've been doing it since he was a freshman, and you were on his bandwagon to try and get some folks to look at this young man to play at the next level. But on Wednesday, Connor made the decision that Doan is where he's going to go, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Connor, good morning. Thanks for the time. How's it going?
Going good. Just getting out of school like normal.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, what events are you doing at the conference track meet?
I'm just high jumping, I'm hoping. I don't really feel like running.
You know, that's kind of interesting because the Baranek's not known for their intense, speedy, quick feet and defense on the basketball court. But that's the reason we want to have you on. We want to talk about that. You made the decision. We've heard it for a long time that Doan was really at the top of your radar. What was the selling point about Doan? Why did you like them so much?
It's just Coach Weeks getting to know him. I've been around him for ever since I was in, like, fourth, fifth grade. He's always come back to camps, and once he decided to go to Doan, he's been on me and my brother obviously going there, but I don't know. I just kind of, I enjoyed my visit there. They got an awesome new facility and really looking forward to get the chance to go play there.
Did he explain to you that you're only going to score 32 points as a team and he's going to try and beat people 30 to 28? You're going to want to score more than that, aren't you?
No, he told me we're going to run the floor. We're going to do everything that he hasn't done in high school, is what he told me. So he's going to change philosophies, but that might be something that you might have to figure out a little, though. But he told me we're going to score 100 points a game.
Well, that will be fun basketball to watch. Connor Baronic is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Connor, you have come out of the shadow, I mean, as the little brother of Drake and, of course, Riley playing as well. But with Drake getting to play at UNK and finishing up at Nebraska, sometimes the last kid in the family doesn't want to follow in the same footsteps. So Drake's now an assistant at Doan. Was that a positive or a negative for you?
It's definitely a positive. He's such a great he's helped me the whole time I've been in high school, and I'm really looking forward to be able to work with him for a couple years, and I know he'll make me better. And just so you guys know, he didn't pressure me either way. He was whatever I wanted to do, he was all for it, and he didn't pressure me to go there, but he also wanted me to go there so he could help me and get better. But he didn't make the decision for me, so I applaud him for that.
Connor, obviously, people are wondering, UNO, UNK, was there interest in any of those schools?
UNK ended up kind of talking to me at the end, but otherwise, UNO, they sent me a couple letters, but never really showed too much interest. But it's always been kind of like Doan, Hastings, and the opportunity to walk on, so it's pretty not as much as people probably thought.
Were you disappointed by that during the recruiting process, or was it fine with you?
It's kind of a motivation to show people that they kind of missed out, and kind of motivates me and makes me want to become better and should push me for big goals in college and should motivate me.
We're talking with Ravenna senior Connor Baronic. His last day of school Friday. They've got graduation. A lot's going on there. And we knew a couple of weeks ago with Coach Tim Miles coming in, the questions were brought up about Nebraska kids. He had four of them out at Colorado State, about getting Nebraska kids that were worth playing on his roster. You had a workout for him. Was that a private workout? Did you work out with other members of the team? Tell us what happened when you got that opportunity.
He just pretty much, I was the only recruit there, and they put me through a little workout at the start, 40-minute individual workout, and then we ended up playing 5-on-5 for about 2 hours or so with a bunch of previous players and players that are coming back, so it was a pretty good opportunity, and I felt like I did pretty good, so it was a pretty good opportunity.
Okay, I'll stop you there. There was obviously never a scholarship offer there.
No.
He wanted you to sit out for at least a couple years before you would ever saw the floor. That just wasn't very appealing. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, he definitely wanted. He said if I walk on there that I'd probably register my first year, which is pretty obvious. I mean, I definitely got to get stronger. But he also said that it's a pretty big risk because either go play at a Doan or wherever you wanted to go and play all 4 years or get the opportunity to play maybe your senior year. That's kind of what the tipping point was for me to pick Doan, and I don't know, it's just what I kind of came up with last night.
Connor Baronic with us here for another minute before we get him out to that high jump pint for the conference track meet. Makes his decision to go to Doan, and yesterday Damon Day was on the program, and he was talking about how Nebraska and the kids here are so driven that it's Division One. Any chance you get, they go to Division One. Drake didn't do it. You didn't do it. We're starting to see more kids say, I want to play. I'm good enough to play. I can play at this level. I can contribute. I can make this a good team. I can play for championships. Instead of, I guess, pursuing what some people would call a pipe dream to have an opportunity, it's not like you're waiting to play as your senior year at Kansas. It's still Nebraska. So how much do you figure into just wanting to play, and that's the bottom line?
Yeah, that's been what I kind of set my reasons on. I mean, I don't want to go in and play. I'm not a person that just wants to sit around and practice for 4 years and not even get the chance to play in a game, and I think that'd just be
not very good opportunity and to just practice all the time and never get the opportunity to play. So that's kind of what I based my decision on.
What do you do now this summer? When do you report to Doan? Do you have some other things going on basketball-wise?
Well, I do summer basketball camps with my brother and dad, so I'll be definitely going around getting better with them and meeting new people. And I haven't really talked to Coach Weeks much about it, but he's coming up Friday to sign me, so I should know more. We'll probably talk about when I start coming up to Doan and give me some workouts and whatever he wants me to do, but I haven't really found anything out yet.
And, Connor, we couldn't have you on the show without asking you, and you may have the same responses of your dad, the coach, some of the administrators over there. But obviously what happened this week with the losses being put on the record, do you guys care about that, or you just say, we won 28 games, we won 6 games in football, and here are the plaques and the trophies to prove it?
That's exactly what I have to say. I mean, people can think what they want to think. We don't cheat ever, man. That's fine. If you think we cheated and we knew about it, then that's fine. You can think that. But I know the whole team knows we went 29-0 in basketball. You don't have to tell me that. We won a state championship without cheating. You don't have to tell me that. So I'm pretty biased about it, but I don't really care. They can say whatever they want. I know that we're 29-0 state champs. That's fine with me.
And how's your classmate Trace doing?
It's kind of tough to bring it up around him because he feels bad, and I know how he feels because a lot of people are probably giving him a lot of crap about it, but whoever called that in, I hope they feel pretty good about what they're doing and kind of bringing it up in a bad situation, just getting ready to graduate, and I don't know, I kind of feel bad for him. I feel like I need to talk to him more about it and help him through the situation, and that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, Connor, obviously, Daddy, I, most of the folks around here have enjoyed watching you and your teammates play, and you'll probably get a chance to maybe go against a few of them here in your college career. Enjoy graduation. Enjoy your last couple days here of school. Good luck at the conference meet, and we'll see you again soon, and best of luck at Doan.
Thanks for having me on today.
You bet, buddy. Connor Baronic joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just one of the many fine student-athletes over the years that we've got a chance to know, and now another one that we'll get to follow at the collegiate level.
Yeah, good for him. Obviously, a little bit disappointed at the level. But nonetheless, we're happy for anybody to go get some of their education paid for, if not close to all of it paid for, in Connor's case, hopefully.
We need to take a last break. We'll be right back.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's never stop improving. Offer is valid through May 7th. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
Doug and Daddy's show, wrapping it up again. The big story today, Junior Seau, but what can we say about that? There's just not much to say about that. He didn't play for our favorite teams either, so we know he's just a great football player. But I'm sure there are a lot of San Diego Charger fans where he made his name, and that's the only connection I can think that you would have in this part of the world.
The 1994 San Diego Chargers teams has 8 players dead off of that team. That's a sad. I mean, 1994. It's not like we're talking 74. I mean, those guys were playing together 8 years ago.
Good. And then more bad news. Terrell Suggs has torn his ACL. He vows that he'll be back for the 2012 season. Now, how much I don't know, but everything I'm hearing this morning is, if he's out, this is a guy that they can't replace. I mean, there's you just can't.
Well, you can't hurry that injury along either. I mean, a blown Achilles is a blown Achilles. That's a bad deal.
Well, trade him to the Saints for a year.
There you go.
Former Nebraska football player Big Larry Jake will receive the 2012 Bronco Nagurski Legends Award, which recognizes outstanding defensive football players in the past 40 years. They've started to do that here. He won the Outland Trophy in 71, was on back-to-back national championship teams. Big 7-5 in Johnny Rogers' punt return. I think he's the first guy that gets to him and congratulates him. That's right, because Big Larry Jake was on special teams.
Leading the way.
Gives him a big old high tan or slap or whatever. It's not a high five, but
something.
There you go. Big Larry Jake. We want to thank Joe Drape for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show from the New York Times. Check out his books, not only Our Boys about Smithsonian, Kansas, but coming up this September, he's got one out about West Point and Army football and many more out there. We also had a chance today to talk with Indiana head baseball coach Tracy Smith as they get ready to battle the Huskers and Ravenna's Connor Baranek, who's headed to Doan. Tomorrow, Gino Bacola of the Horse Racing Network TVG, Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, and Brian Munson to talk Husker football, the big junior day, and all that's going on with the Big Red.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.